Okay, let's get started with this deep dive. We're looking at a question that what comes up all the time for families thinking about learning outside of school. You know, what is the actual difference between home education and homeschooling? Are they the same thing?
It's such a common question. And yeah, you hear the terms used almost interchangeably sometimes. There's definitely overlap. But the source material we're digging into today, it's basically excerpts from a guide that focuses exactly on this, and it really helps clarify some of the nuances.
Yeah, absolutely. So think of this deep dive as like a way to get straight to the heart of those distinctions. Our goal is to pull out the key insights from this guide so you listening can see why these differences might actually, you know, matter for your family's approach.
Exactly. And the guide says right away, look, people use these terms differently, they overlap, but understanding the kind of subtle distinctions can be really useful.
Okay, so let's start with the first term, homeschooling. How does this particular source define that one?
Well, the way this guide talks about homeschooling, it generally points towards a more structured way of doing learning at home.
Structured. Okay. So can you paint a picture for us based on the source? What does that structure like look like day to day?
Typically, yeah. It often means following a curriculum. That could be one you've bought, maybe one that's recommended, or even one you kind of piece together yourself.
Right.
And there's usually some planning involved, you know, planning lessons. And for a lot of families taking this route, it might mean setting up a timetable that, well, maybe loosely mirrors a typical school day.
Got it. So you're kind of bringing a bit of that school framework into the home setting.
Mm-hmm.
Why do families choose that? According to this guide, what's the appeal of that structure?
The source suggests it can be really helpful for kids who just do better with routine and predictability. They know what's coming.
Okay.
And it's also, you know, a fairly common choice if the family is maybe aiming for formal exams later on. That structure provides a clear path, makes the week feel more sort of manageable.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Routine can be really anchoring for some kids. So homeschooling, as defined here, is learning at home, often following a clearer path, but still flexible because, well, you're at home.
Exactly. You've got that framework, but you're still in charge. You can still adapt it.
Okay. So then how does home education differ? What's the contrast there?
So home education, the guide explains this as a broader term. It definitely can include homeschooling, but it's very often used when people are talking about a much more flexible and frequently more child-led way of learning.
Okay. Flexible and child-led. So less about sticking rigidly to a timetable or a specific pre-planned curriculum.
For many people who use the term home education, yes, that's exactly it. The learning path is really shaped more by the child's own interests, you know, what they're curious about right now, their energy levels on a particular day, rather than a set sequence you have to get through.
That sounds quite different in practice. So how does the learning actually happen if it's that flexible? What examples does the source give?
Oh, it gives some great ones. Learning can happen just through, like, everyday life stuff, cooking, maybe helping with budgeting, going shopping.
Yeah.
It could be diving really deep into projects on things the child is passionate about, or going on outings, museums, nature walks, whatever. Lots of reading, lots of conversations, creative stuff. It's often a real mix.
So it sounds less like doing school and more like learning is just woven into the fabric of life.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. And the source really stresses that there's no single way to do home education. You've got some families who are very relaxed, sometimes called unschoolers, where it's almost purely interest driven. And then you have others who might blend that child-led stuff with maybe some structured bits, like a Mathis tutor or joining a science club. That adaptability is key.
So okay, we have these two approaches, maybe sort of ends of a spectrum, but definitely overlapping. The obvious question for a family thinking about this is, well, which one's better?
And the guide is super clear on this, which I think is really important. It says, neither is inherently better, flat out. It's not about one being superior.
Okay.
The guide says, and I'm paraphrasing slightly, it's not about better or worse. It's about what fits your child and your family.
That feels like the real core of it, doesn't it? Finding the right fit. So how does the guide suggest families figure out what does fit?
Well, it comes back to really understanding your child. Some kids, genuinely, they need that predictability. They thrive with the structure that homeschooling, as we've defined it, often provides.
Right.
But for other kids, that same structure might feel really stifling. They just, you know, blossom when they have the freedom to follow their own curiosity, learn at their own pace. That lines up more with the home education style. So it's about matching the approach to the kid.
And it also mentioned that families don't have to rigidly stick to one label forever.
Yeah.
Right? They can mix and match.
Exactly. They absolutely mix and match. And that flexibility is another huge benefit the source points out. You're not locked in. If your child changes or their needs shift or just life happens, you can adjust your approach. You're not stuck in one system.
So if it's not about structure versus flexibility being better and no. adaptability is key, what is the most important thing according to the source, like the absolute bottom line?
This is where it gets really foundational, I think. The source basically insists that the most critical thing is creating a learning environment where your child feels safe.
Right.
Where they feel genuinely understood and where they can just be themselves, warts and all, you know?
That feels huge. And the source specifically mentions neurodivergent learners here, doesn't it? How does home learning, whatever you call it, benefit them in particular?
Yes. And this is such a powerful point. For many neurodivergent kids, the traditional school setting can just be incredibly overwhelming, sensory-wise or socially. Mm. So the guide explains that learning at home can dramatically cut down on unnecessary stress. You can literally design a sensory-friendly space just for them. You can build in breaks whenever they need one, no permission slips needed. You can tailor the whole day around their energy, their processing style.
Yeah.
It's all about finding what helps that specific child feel okay, feel comfortable enough to actually learn.
That focus on the individual child's well-being, creating that safe space, that seems to be the absolute priority, whether you lean more towards homeschooling or home education.
Exactly. It transcends the label.
And the source provider, Tutor-Led Learning, they offer support too, right? What's their angle on this?
Yeah, the guide comes from them. Mm-hmm. And they make it clear they support families doing both kinds of approaches. Their role, as they describe it, isn't to tell you how to do it, but to be a resource, to offer support whichever path you choose.
Which sounds really helpful because they offer things like, you know, structured tutorials and core subjects, which fits that homeschooling model.
Right.
But they also offer sessions more focused on building confidence, sparking curiosity, developing independent learning skills, things that really align with that broader home education philosophy.
And I think what's really encouraging in their message, reading between the lines in the source, is this idea that you are not alone in this. It's okay to try things out, to experiment, to adapt as you go. You really, really don't need to have it all perfectly mapped out from day one.
That's got to be a huge relief for anyone starting out, or even if you're partway through and feeling a bit lost.
Totally.
So as we wrap up this deep dive then, what's the big takeaway, the main message the source wants us to leave with?
I think the core idea, the way the guide puts it so well, is that whether you call it home education or homeschooling, the fundamental action is creating that space for your child. A space where they can learn, yes, but also grow and just feel safe being who they are. And that act, the guide says, is something to be really proud of. It's about the intention, the environment, much more than the specific label you use.
It really reframes it, doesn't it? Away from maybe a stressful choice about methods towards something much more fundamental about the child's well-being.
Definitely. And the source leaves us with this really thought-provoking quote, essentially saying, you know, no two learners are the same, but we all deserve to feel part of something, to feel encouraged, and to have people around us who get it.
That makes you think, doesn't it? If every child learns so differently, and these home learning approaches allow for so much individualization, how can we sort of collectively use that understanding? How do we build communities and support networks where all these diverse learners, no matter their path, feel genuinely seen, understood, and like they belong?
Yeah, and what does it really mean to create a community where everyone feels supported and being different together, especially when we talk about education? That's definitely something interesting to mull over.